AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. takes another step toward approval of a kid-sized Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The FDA panel vote was unanimous with one abstention, though Dr. Paul Offit, a pediatrician, says it wasn't an easy choice.
It's always nerve-wracking. I think when you're asked to make a decision for millions of children based on studies of only a few thousand children.
But Pfizer's study of elementary school kids showed the vaccine safe and 91% effective in 5 to 11-year-olds. Dr. Amanda Cohn says the virus was the eighth leading killer of those kids over the past year.
COVID-19 now is a vaccine-preventable disease.
The FDA itself will make its decision in coming days, and if approved, the CDC would then decide whether to recommend the shot and which kids should get them. Sagar Magani, Washington.
House and Senate Democrats and the White House continue to negotiate on President Biden's bill covering social programs and climate change. Washington State Representative Pramila Jayapal, head of the House Progressives, says the deal isn't done and the $1.75 trillion package has to be ready before any action is taken on the bipartisan $1 trillion infrastructure bill.
We're trying to get this finished. I mean, in that ideal world, we would vote on both of them this weekend. I would love that. I would love that. But we got to have the agreement on what it is so that it can be written up, and then we can vote both bills through.
Biden soon heads to Scotland for the UN climate summit that starts on Thursday. Several hundred McDonald's workers in 12 U.S. cities walked off the job today, protesting what they say is an ongoing problem of sexual harassment and violence in the company's restaurants. The action is expected to include restaurants in Chicago, Houston, Miami, Detroit, and other cities. That's according to Fight for $15 and a labor group organizing the strikes. This is AP News. A Boise, Idaho man who opened fire yesterday on people inside a mall, killing two, has died. Here's Jackie Quinn.
The suspect, 27-year-old Jacob Burquist, was gravely injured in a shootout with police after they had located him dressed in all black outside the Boise Town Square Mall. Authorities say that he had brought several guns inside and fired off at least 18 shots. No motive is being offered. One of those killed, security guard Joe Acker. Another victim, a 49-year-old man, was fatally shot, and the gunman fired into a glass escalator and then at the ground, wounded others. Police say Burquist was spotted fleeing the mall and gunfire was exchanged. The suspect was hit, as was an officer and a woman in a car. Police say they believe the deceased gunman acted alone. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Sluggish day on Wall Street. S&P up 8, the Dow added 15, while the Nasdaq inched up 9 points. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.